Welcome to Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, coming to you from the rolling hills of Big Spring Valley in beautiful Alabama. Katherine Lang offers words of encouragement and hope to help grow up lives boldly pursuing peace and joy. Katherine seeks out the rainbows of life while sharing her lollipops of encouragement along her journey. Here on Growing Hope, she features words to help hope and grow courage, all while challenging herself and listeners to radical choices and bold purpose. This is Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, where we are growing hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. And now, here's your host, Katherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, the third installment of Growing Momentum. We're investing just a few minutes to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. I am Katherine Lang, and I am your faithful and faith-filled rainbows and lollipops host because I know there is a silver lining, and I know there is a possibility, and I know there is hope, and I'm just determined enough to keep looking until I find it. Looking for that silver lining is an action. I can't look for something if I'm not doing anything. The path to grow up momentum, the kind of momentum that will drive me onto my success, it requires action to feed it. I have to take action if I want to get to that destination. I decided to make a tuna casserole for dinner. It was on the two-week menu that I had planned, and I set aside the time necessary to prep for the meal. The problem I ran into when I started fixing the meal was that I did not have the can of soup that I would normally have used to make the casserole. So, I almost scrapped the whole plan because I didn't have everything that I need, or that I needed. But then it dawned on me that I have the ability to find any recipe in the world at just the touch of my fingertips. So I used the internet to look up from scratch a recipe from scratch for tuna casserole. And the first one that popped up, I had all the ingredients handy in my pantry. It showed me how to make a cream of soup, although it would take more steps than just opening a can. Because I got this base recipe, I realized something. At the end, I didn't get what I had started out with, but it turned out so much better than I originally planned. I now know how to make cream of soup, so I don't have to buy those cans anymore. I can make my own creamy concoctions that include all the ingredients that I love or that I happen to have handy. I even found a website that showed me how to freeze portions for future use. Now, for me, this was huge. It was a huge success because I took the action and I followed through. And although it wasn't what I expected, hey, there was a benefit from my actions. My husband, however, struggles with this in so many more ways than I could ever imagine. He struggles to grasp the idea that actions don't have to produce the results that I expect in order for them to be worth taking. He still laments over the fact that he got a degree, he earned a degree, and he complains about the fact that he earned this degree because he's not currently working in a field that focuses on this degree. For him, his efforts to earn that degree were wasted. He struggles to see that the things he's accomplished and the things he accomplishes almost on a daily basis are fed from that degree, at least on some level. It's important to take actions, not because I can determine their results, but because without actions, I will never get to where I want to go. And if I put limitations and restrictions and requirements on the actions, then I will struggle to step out in those actions. It's true that if I'm doing something, then something's being done. It is true that if I'm doing, then something is being done. But it is also true that what I want to be done may not be the result of my doing. Actions will produce results, always. And I have to be okay with the results that my actions produce. Actions produce results because, first and foremost, actions cause movement. Anytime there is a movement, there is a shift. Just try watching a show in a crowded family room and you'll soon discover how true that is. My son gets on to me because if I shift my position, it forces him who's sitting behind me to shift his position. One shift and everyone has to shift because that there was that first movement. Second, actions cause change. Things that move are not the same as they were before that move occurred. When I take an action, then I change, or my situation changes, or something else changes, but change happens. Third, actions cause action. We've talked about this before. From every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. If I put my hand through the water, then I'll send a whirlpool through that water. My action will cause an action to occur. Fourth, action causes interaction. Because if I'm stepping out from where I am to where I want to be, it brings me to a place where I encounter others. And when I encounter others, it leads to relationships. And relationships are the foundation of everything. Fifth, actions cause adjustment. If I'm taking an action in one place, then I will have to adjust my actions or my behaviors from another area to accommodate that original action. It may not look like I wanted it to look or hoped or especially like I planned, but when I take action, there will be a result that occurs because of that action that I took. The goal is to reach my goals. The desire is to fulfill my desires. The dream is to give life to my dreams. Every bit of that will require that I take action. It's about me doing something in order to see something come of my doing. Now, my grandfather loved iris, and partly to honor him, I began collecting iris once I started building my flower gardens. But I wanted more, and I wanted different, and I wanted unique because, well, I'm unique, and I dare to be different. And I discovered that with a lot of care and an enormous amount of patience, you can take the pollen from one iris, and you can transplant it to the stigmatic lip of another iris, and then this will allow the iris to produce seed, which will grow into a new iris. Daylilies work in a very similar way, although they tend to be much easier to cross-pollinate. My children and I began the process of crossing our own flowers. We would pick two that we really liked, and we would cross them, sometimes both ways, because you just never knew what the results were going to be. After harvesting the seeds, we would plant the seeds, and then we'd have to wait to see what our actions produced. Sometimes the flowers were amazing and completely different from either of the parent flowers. Sometimes they were similar or even just not interesting. The point is that we took action without knowing what the results would be. And if I'm honest with myself, most of my life will follow that same pattern. I will take actions, but I have no clue what those actions may produce. They could turn out like I expected, or they could turn out close to what I expected. But more often than not, they are a surprise. And most of the time, it's a good surprise. Actions do always produce some type of result, because actions are at their very core active, which is alive. That means movement, growth, change. So first, actions will cause the movement. It will take an action. If I take an action, no matter how little that action, I have to move from my current position. For me, even one little movement can be the catalyst for doing so much more. I've watched my son try to pick up something from under the coffee table without moving off the couch. It's almost humorous how he will contort himself to keep from moving from his seat. I realized two things. One, he's still moving and would probably have to move even less if he would just do what needed to be done. That's preaching to myself. And two, it's only almost humorous because I too often find myself doing the same thing in my life. Yeah, see, told you it was to myself. I do all sorts of contortions to keep from doing what I know I need to be doing when just a little action would have gotten it done in the first place. The second thing is that action will cause change. It may be a big move, like a move from here to there, or it may be a little move where I just reach down to pick up something instead of stepping over it. The changes, the actions create the change, and change will be what is required if I want to move from where I am to where I want to be. Third, actions cause actions. If I take that first action, then I will be in a better position to take the next action. If I get up and walk into the kitchen to start dinner, then I'm already in the kitchen. They are waiting for the water to boil so I can reach over and clean out the sink. The first action put me in a position to take the next action. It's no more complicated than that. I just work really hard to make it more complicated. Fourth, action will cause interactions. Interactions are the beginning of relationships. And since relationships are the foundation for everything worth doing, this is a good thing. When I take actions, I will encounter other people. And fifth, action will cause adjustment. I have limited time and limited resources. When I choose to do one action, then I have to adjust the resources or the time from another action. Each action causes an adjustment, and sometimes the adjustments facilitate even more action. This can be a very productive circle to get caught in. See, all actions will produce results, but not all results will be what I want or what I expected from my actions. The sooner I get okay with that one concept, that my actions are what I determine, not the results, the better it's going to be for my ability to grow up the momentum I need to be successful in my journey. Trying to dictate the outcome will not only stagnate my ability to take action, but it could end up causing me to fall backwards from my purpose. Because when the outcome or the results do not end up the way I wanted, then I risk being frustrated and disappointed that I even took the action in the first place. That means that I'm less likely to take action again. I will get stuck where I am. I will get stuck in the disappointment and the discouragement, and that black hole just grows and grows unless I find a way to take an action, unless I grow up the momentum that's going to push me forward. That's what we're striving to do by understanding that I can determine the actions and I can be determined in taking the actions, but I will never be in a position to determine the outcomes. The outcomes are not up to me. The results are not up to me. All I can do is take the action and trust that there will be results from the action that I choose to take. Whatever the results are, I know that when I take action towards my purpose, then I will be one step closer to my purpose than I was before I took that action. And that's a good thing. That's why results aren't as important as just taking that action. My husband prefers that I do most of the cooking. Not because he can't cook. He's a very good cook. However, he is a recipe, and I mean by the book recipe, kind of cook. My fly-by-the-seat-of-the-pants attitude means that on more than one occasion, he has pronounced that there was nothing to fix for dinner, and I would just stand there and stare at the pantry for a few minutes and toss together some ingredients that could be called a meal. Now, not all of my experiments have been winners. I've sometimes felt a lot like Paw Bear throwing together a stew on the Bears Go Camping book, But when they are clean your plate good, then I try to remember at least the main ingredients that went into that particular creation, because I never write it down when I'm doing it. But I don't go in knowing what the results will produce. I take action knowing that they will produce something. We're going to have something to eat. Hopefully, it'll be something that's worth a second serving. The actions are my part. The results are not my part. Malachi 3:10 says it this way: bring the full tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. This is God speaking. And thereby put to me to the test, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour down for you a blessing until there is no more need. Now, what God is saying is that he's going to do the results. This particular scripture is a challenge directly from God. If I will do what God has directed me to do, that is, if I will take the actions that God has called me to take, then it is God that will produce the results. And only God can produce the results. Paul puts it very plainly in 2 Corinthians 9, 8, and 10. I giggle because it's Paul. Paul says, "And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. As it is written, he hath dispersed abroad, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness remains forever. Now he that ministereth to the seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruit of your righteousness." See? Told you it was plain. Okay, maybe it's not so plain. Paul had a very verbose way of saying the very simple. But God makes grace abound for us. That is, every favor and every earthly blessing is given to us by God. He produces the results. And he gives us the results because it is through this abundance that we become the reflection of him to the world. It is God that provides the seed to the sower. It is God that provides the bread. It is God that multiplies the gift. See, I can cross-pollinate the flowers, and then I can plant the seeds they produce, but I can't tell those seeds what they will grow up to be. I can't tell the seeds that I plant through my actions what they will grow up to be. What is in the seed, the results that will come from my actions, only God can know. Now, Paul is a little more to the point in Romans 8:30. Now, I'm going to use the NIV translation. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. In other words, God did it. Philippians 1:6 also says in very plain speech that God will bring it to completion. The results are not in my hands. The results are up to God. All I need to do is all that I can do, and then I have to trust God with the outcome. It is that simple. Now, the key is to stay so focused on the actions that I don't give the results a second thought. Thank you so much for joining me on this journey into growing momentum. Taking action without expectation of results is a practiced skill, and I know I need to be reminded of that almost daily. I would love to hear about your journey into this action-packed focus as well. You can connect with me on my by email at radio@katherinelang.com or over on the website at www.katherinelang.com. You can also connect with me on social media. You'll find me all around the internet as Katherine C. Lang. On Facebook, I'm the Katherine C. Lang. Twitter, it's at Katherine C. Lang. Google Plus, it's the plus symbol Katherine C. Lang. And on YouTube, it's the Katherine C. Lang. You can also listen to all the syndicated broadcasts and the podcasts of Growing Hope at www.katherinelang.com/onair. I am Catherine Lang. I am your Rainbows and Lollipops host because every day holds a promise of more and every action contains the power of possibility. It is not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of this world. My prayer is, and always will be, that the words that I share with you are establishing a foundation of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world. Remember, it's up to you to take the action, but God has the results. Be blessed, and in all that you're doing, be a blessing.
Thanks for joining us this week for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang. Catherine is a leader in encouragement, a networking specialist, and your Hope Smith extraordinaire. To learn more about Growing Hope, visit Catherine's website at www.catherinelang.com. That's www.catherinelang.com. Catherine is also available to speak or teach at your next event. Use the contact form on the website or email Catherine with queries or questions at contactus@catherinelang.com. If you are looking for more hope and inspiration for your week, you can sign up for the Reflections column that mails out each Sunday at www.catherinelang.com/reflections. And be sure to join us back here each week for Growing Hope, where Catherine shares her heart for encouragement and her vision for hope. Until next week, keep watching for that place where your heart is open to pursue the extraordinary.